And joining us with what it says in today's papers is John S. Doyle.
Dublin Airport is still the main story for most papers after the long delays for those trying to fly out last weekend. The Irish Independent says that the airport will head into the June bank holiday with staff levels at just 70% of where they were before the pandemic. The Irish Examiner reports that Dublin Airport is to be hit with more than 1,000 compensation claims from passengers who missed flights. In the Irish Daily Mirror, Ciara Phelan writes that blundering Dublin Airport chiefs have been told by the government, fix the chaos by the bank holiday weekend. Gate it, sort it, says the headline. They are already doing so, according to the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. The paper reports that finance staff and IT workers are stacking trays and sorting out passenger queues. And some of the 600 staff have been offered triple time off to take over security staff roles. The Times leads with a story about corporation tax. Owen Burke Kennedy writes that the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has warned that as much as 9 billion euro, or 60% of the government corporation tax take, may be temporary, meaning that it cannot be counted on in the future. The Irish Daily Star's front page carries photographs of five men, four of whom were convicted of the rape of a 17-year-old girl, and one who was convicted of sexual assault. Large photographs of Lisa Smith dominate the front pages of The Times and Independent after she was found guilty of membership of Islamic State by the Special Criminal Court, but not guilty of a charge of funding terrorism. In The Independent, Catherine Fagan writes at length about what the paper calls the transformation of Lisa Smith from party girl to ISIS bride. The Belfast Telegraph reports that the singer Van Morrison is bringing legal proceedings against Northern Ireland's Health Minister, Robin Swan, over an article that Mr. Swan wrote for Rolling Stone magazine. The Examiner's front page photograph by Finbar O'Rourke shows two people up to their necks in potatoes, a sort of spud version of a Beckett play. The two are Bord Bia Chief Executive Tara Fitzpatrick and Tom Arnold, the government's special envoy on food systems, at the opening of the World Potato Congress, which is taking place in Ireland for the first time, with delegates from 60 countries at the RDS in Dublin. The Times reports on the opening address to the Congress by the EU Agriculture Commissioner, Janusz Wojciechowski. He said that Russia was taking Ukrainian soil and using it as a weapon of hunger against the country's people and the world's most vulnerable communities. And he said the European Union would respond to this use of food as a weapon of war through close cooperation with Ukrainian farmers. The effect of Brexit on Irish potato growers is also reported in the Times. Traditionally, up to 50% of potato seed for certain popular varieties was imported from Scotland, which is not possible now that the UK is deemed a third country. A potato specialist from Teagasc, Shea Phelan, told the paper about the threatened varieties, and he knows how to make your mouth water at the thought of what you might be missing. The potatoes that will take the hardest hit, he said, will most likely be the Kerr Pinks, Golden Wonders and British Queens, the high dry matter or floury spuds that burst open when you steam them and you eat with lashings of Kerrygold.